Are you a business owner who needs to simplify? Stay tuned for strategies on the importance of simplifying as you grow and expand your business. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the go-to source for transforming chaos into order, hosted by me, Janet M. Taylor, with over 30 years of experience in the organization industry. I've dedicated my career to helping clients master the art of organization, turning cluttered spaces into models of efficiency and space. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, this episode is for you, the business owner, with guest Laya, and she's going to be sharing strategies on simplifying what we do as business owners to expand and grow. I will also be sharing my favorite product, app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. And to get started, just so you'll know, currently, there are 582 million entrepreneurs globally. 582 million entrepreneurs globally, which is why I wanted to bring on a specialist. At Elevate Business Management, they specialize in empowering businesses through strategic planning, implementing efficiency systems, and offering customized management solutions. Their expertise enables businesses to maximize their time and resources, focusing more on their core passions and less on the intricacies of daily operation. This approach not only streamlines business processes, but also significantly contributes to their overall growth, success, and well-being. So sit back, and if you know a fellow business owner, share this interview. My interview with Laya. And welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. And actually, I am excited because, you know, I feel like I have not been really, you know, providing all of you small business owners some strategies and tips, which is why I have Laya here. And she's going to be sharing some strategies because sometimes as a small business owner, and as a business owner, you feel like overwhelmed. So I am so happy she is here. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Janet. I'm very pleased to be here and thank you for the opportunity.
So before we get started in tips and strategies, what made you decide to start your business?
So that's actually a great question because as business owners, we have a why and then we start our business and we get very busy and rolling with life. And it's often when you we kind of move away, we live life and we forget our why. And sometimes as business owners, we need to recenter on why did I start my business. For me, it was two different things that made me make the decision. One, I come from corporate. I was working in big international firms. And I started having this inner voice telling me, you could be doing something more impactful, where there is not this huge approval processes and just to make any little impact. Lots of things need to happen. If you work directly with someone, you could help them better. And then my husband started his business while I was in corporate. So we decided he will start his business and I will stay in corporate to have the security of the salary while he was getting started. So I supported him along the business and I did all the, you know, admin and all the business setup, accounting, like all the basics to start. And I actually enjoy that. And then I was seeing him, you know, doing business and having this flexibility around, you know, how he ran his life and his business. I was like, wow, you know, that's actually great. But there was something inside of me that was stopping me from doing it just at that moment of time. But I decided I don't want to do corporate anymore, so I quit. And I started working with the smaller businesses, family-owned businesses, part-time, while I was trying to, on the other part-time hours that I had, to run my own projects and to see how life was going to pan out for me. And then I had my first daughter. When I had my first daughter and having a young family, I have a 2- and 5-year-old, having the flexibility was a must for me, especially because I am, as you can all hear in my lovely accent, I am from Spain, but I live in Auckland, New Zealand. So I had no family here. I have no family here. So I needed to have the flexibility to just do what I love, but while being able to take care of my family needs. So that's why when my first daughter was born, I decided to start my own business.
Mm. So in your experience, what are some of the things that businesses do, I guess, that they're overwhelmed with? Because you shared how you really were instrumental in just helping your husband really set things up and probably make things a lot easier for him. But are there things that we do as businesses that, you know, really we're just like, you know, you look and it's like, no, you really shouldn't be doing it. Or there's a simpler way of doing something.
Totally. And actually, my husband is a clear example. Still today, he started his business in 2017. Still today, I still run the operations of his business. So, what happened? I find that the main challenge that business owners face is that, especially small ones, so when you are starting out, you are wearing too many hats. You are trying to do it all. What happens when you are trying to do it all, and I totally get it, when we are getting started, we don't have the resources and the finances to start just building a team. But the issue is that when you try to do it all and wear all these multiple hats, you start feeling overwhelmed. You start without even knowing, probably you drag yourself into burnout. Your mind is not functionally properly, correctly. Then there is no clarity. Then, you know, it's like a snowball that start growing and things get difficult. Mm-hmm. But actually, they don't have to be, but they get difficult. So I think that's one of the main challenges that small business owners have, as well as that I'm huge around this, as well as systems and processes. Mm. Not everyone is systems and processes driven. I get it. For me, I love them, but I've work with lots of people that they hate them. And the issue is that when you start your business as it's only you, you can maybe allow yourself not to have them starting out. But as your business starts growing, it doesn't matter if it's only you and some contractors, or if you only have 2 team members or 1 employee and then 2, but you do need to start getting the right foundations around your systems and processes and creating SOPs, standard operating processes. So everyone in the business knows how things need to be done at the right standard and generate more efficiencies. So I will say those are the 2 bigger things that I see business owners struggling with.
And you're right. It's like we try to do everything because, you know, in the beginning, we're trying to save money, but still move forward. So yes, and that can lead to burnout. But also, like you said, systems, as you'll probably share, systems really help us save time as well as money, but also help us, you know, when we get to that place where we realize we need help, you already have like a process in place that can, you know, help that person at least kind of begin to figure out, okay, this is what needs to be done here. But I want you to talk about that. Like, what are some things that, you know, as business owners, we should be doing just to simplify what we do so we don't get overwhelmed?
So I'm going to share with you a few simple, very simple strategies. And I recently created a simplification checklist with 10 very simple strategies that I'm happy to share the link with you all. But basically, I'm not going to go into, you know, into all of them in a, you know, very deeply, because I could talk about this for hours, you know. But for me, the first one, when you're a small system owner, a small business owner, it's looking at your tools and your softwares and looking where we can simplify and consolidate. Why? We live in, 2024 already, and there are so many options available for tech and software and tools. And, you are starting out, you started using Google Suite, Canva, Asana, Notion, Calendly. Like, you start getting all these tools that make your life easier, but suddenly you find yourself with a range of tools, a range of subscriptions that they cost you money every single month if they are pay ones. But then as your business grows, sometimes those tools are not making your life easier because they are not serving your business anymore at the stage that you are right now. So it's looking at which tools and software do you have? How can you simplify and how can you consolidate, right? So that's actually a good one. And it's actually not difficult. It's just doing an assessment of, what are the tools that you are using and are they serving my business at this stage or they are not. Another one that I'm huge about is energy management, because we tend to think about more the technical, functional things. But I think as business owners, we tend to make our life much harder because we don't manage our energy. So when I talk about energy management, what I mean is like there are activities and tasks that we have to do, not business that energizes us, but there are other tasks that drain us. And then there are others that they are in a neutral ground, right? Something that I didn't know when I started my business, it was that when you spend most of your time in the neutral areas or tasks that they are neutral to your energy, or those areas where those tasks drain you, you end exhausted, tired, with no motivation to keep going and keep doing what you are doing. But if instead you spend most of your time in those areas and those tasks that energize you, you are just going to thrive in your business. So recognizing that and looking at where are my natural talents, where is that I am very good at that energizes me and I have fun doing, it's a great starting point to start focusing on those and looking at what are the other things that need to happen. How can I handle those myself, or I delegate them, or I outsource them, or how to do that? So energy management has totally changed the way I do business and I run my business and has impacted my overall well-being. So that's a big one for small business owners, I think. Systems and processes, I already touched on those. So it's making sure you record all the onboarding process when you have SOPs is much easier and actually less time consuming. And we all want our time back. So that's a good one. Strategically outsourcing. I know as small business owners, it's hard when the cash, we have up and downs and sometimes the cash is not there. But the thing is looking at what do I need to outsource to speed up the growth of my business so I can focus on growing it. Or I can focus on those areas of my business that I really want to, that I really enjoy and I really want to grow. So that's another thing that I could talk about for hours, but it's just making sure that we embrace delegation and we, it's a mindset thing too. We don't have to do it all, but specifically picking those people that they are going to help us to go, to grow more effectively and efficiently and free up our time. And headspace, super important having your headspace for clarity and for everything. What else? Ideas management. That's something that actually I was having this conversation with a business owner this week. And it's like, you always have those amazing ideas. Last year, you talk about A, B, and C and regularly, like every month or whatever. And if it's not right for where you are right now in your business, maybe not now, but maybe in 6 months' time. So that's actually a way to keep your flow of ideas going and along the track. You don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. So that's another one. I could be talking more and more. I'm not sure if I'm just expanding too much, but I'm happy to share the checklist so you can all access it.
But, you were saying a lot, you were saying some wonderful, I mean, first of all, ideas management, like you said, you get all those different ideas and you really have to know when is a good time to actually implement them, because yes, it's a good idea, but is this the right time? And then the whole energy management. And you're right. There are some things that, you know, we all do that we really don't want to do that would drain us. But then there are things that we get excited about. And then it's really kind of focusing your energy on those and not the other. And then just really, really getting comfortable with delegating. You know, one of the things that I'm glad that I invested in is a virtual assistant, because, you know, when it comes to website stuff or, you know, mailing lists and all that stuff, I mean, yes, I know I need it, but then it would take me 3 and maybe 4 times more time to get that stuff implemented as it takes her just, you know, a few minutes to get things going. So you're right. But one thing I did want to mention, the apps. I mean, sometimes you do get so overwhelmed with all the apps, and then you think everyone is for you, and like you said, you get so overwhelmed, and before you know it, of course, it's draining your budget depending on what plans you are. So that's a good one as well. Those were a lot of wonderful, wonderful tips. And again, I will have the link to the checklist in the show page so you can get it immediately. So, Lia, as a wife, a mother, a businesswoman, how do you stay organized?
So I have to admit, it's one of my natural talents. I love organization. But as you said, I have too many responsibilities and having young kids, and it gets tricky. So I make sure because I don't have the family support, I make sure I have the right tools and systems around me. And sometimes my husband is like, too many systems for everything. But honestly, it works wonders for me. And he doesn't even have to get involved because everything's running seamlessly. So win-win for everyone. But what I do, I use Asana. Asana, so it's a task and project management tool that I use it for my business. But I use it for my business to organize my business, track my business. I have a CRM. I have a content library there. I have it all in there, but also to communicate with my team, to communicate with my clients, and to make sure that I don't miss any deadlines. So I paid that with, I have an amazing color-coded calendar where I have all the pickups and drop-offs and every single, I don't miss any of my kids' events at the school. I'm even volunteering with their school, helping them. I help them all, they set up their email newsletter, and I just make sure that everything is in the calendar. And I review it very regularly, like every day and every week, to make sure that if something comes up, I am well organized, and if I have to shift things around, I do. So that's how I personally keep my work and life organized, is through Asana and my calendar. And then I have my systems for everything I have to meet, like shopping. I don't do shopping anymore. I do online groceries. I pick them up on my way from picking up the schools every Tuesday at 4 p.m., for example. I just have those little things that simplify my life in a way that I can be a present mom, which I am very proud of. I can be your wife and I can run my business. That is like my third baby. So
thank you so much for sharing that, because I think sometimes when we look at systems and processes and things, we don't really look at what it kind of brings into our lives. Like you said, you know, you have your color-coded calendar, like I do, and it allows you to really manage where your daughter, you know, your kids are going, the husband, maybe even your time, but also how you've incorporated it so that, hey, this is the time that I am going to pick up the groceries so that we can always have food in our house, because that's important as well. Well, you know, I could talk to you all afternoon, and there's probably more things that you've got that you could share, but I would like you, how can people connect with you? And I am going to definitely put the checklist in the show notes, but is there another way that people can connect with you?
Yeah, sure. So I am on LinkedIn, so feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. And please, if you do, send me a DM. They can message me, say hi, introduce yourself. Don't send the connection request and leave it. Just let's connect and talk. So feel free to reach out through LinkedIn or my website. You have a contact page on my website where you can book a call with me. Feel free to have a coffee chat with me, or just to email me.
And of course, all of her information will be on the show page so you can connect with her, you can send her a message, and you can just start a conversation with her about how she can simplify your business. Well, Laya, thank you so much for taking time. It is greatly appreciated.
Thank you to you, Janet, for the opportunity. It's been my pleasure.
So, what was your takeaway from my interview, my conversation with Lila? I would love for you to share it with me, but also so I can share it with her. And don't forget to make sure you click the link for her business simplification checklist. It's in the show page. So, next is Taylor's tip time, where I'll be sharing five practical tips for you as a business owner to stay organized. Number one, plan your day and your week. So each week, you should know exactly what the things you need to focus on and how much time you need to allocate to them, but also making sure that maybe at the end of every day, you actually plan your next day, because things happen. There's changes that need to be, you know, meetings that need to be moved around. So make sure you plan your work and your week and your day, but also plan your work too. Only have what you are working on your desk or your workspace, because sometimes all those piles and files and everything, they can be distracting. So you want to be focused on what you are working on and what you need to prioritize. Number three, reduce the paper piles, recycle, scan, shred. Again, recycle, scan, and shred. So that will help you reduce the piles. And because sometimes you may be starting a business in a small space, or you may live in a small space, but you still operate a business out of that space. So by reducing the amount of paper piles will help you be more effective and more efficient and not feel overwhelmed. Number four, delete. Schedule time to delete the junk mail, email, photos, voicemail. You know, yes, I understand you've got to, you know, post to social media and you've got to make sure you stay on top of things, but also get rid of the clutter, because it's nothing like trying to read an email or go to an email and you've got to get through all of these other emails that are unnecessary and you don't even want. The same with your voicemail. And also, it's about your presence. It's about your branding. It's about the image you put out. You know, when you put out and somebody's trying to call you and they can't really leave a voicemail because your voicemail is full, or maybe even your email is full. You want to take that perfect photo, but you can't because your phone or your device is full. So delete, get rid of the junk. And number five, clear your workspace and your desk at the end of the day. Because when you come back, you want to be focused on what you have to do, not cleaning up and clearing out stuff. So plan your day and your week. Only have what you're working on in your workspace. Reduce the paper piles by recycling, scanning, and shredding. Delete, get rid of the junk from your emails, your photos, your voicemail, and clear your desk, your workspace at the end of the day. I would love to hear from you, especially if you are enjoying this podcast. So please leave a review on whatever platform you are listening to. And are you ready to get your life organized? Virtual sessions are available, whether it's your paperwork, your schedule, or your overall life. I am here to help guide you on your journey to organization. There's a link in the show page to schedule a free 15-minute consultation with me. Take action now and start making progress today. Also, I want to thank you. Thank you for following me on social media and for your likes and your shares. Please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and I do have a workspace board on Pinterest. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe and click the bell for reminders. And also,
If you are thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that's totally organized. It's free, so join today. Each week, we continue the conversation started here on the podcast. And sometimes people will post. One time somebody posted a chair before with the clutter, with the paper, and they posted a photo after, like, Jan, look what I did. And that's where the community comes together and gets to cheer them on and congratulate them. Well, do you know what time it is? Do you push the coffee table aside, do a dance around the dining room table, or even, you know, a little dance in front of the sink? Or maybe you're out walking and you're like, toss it Tuesday, toss it Tuesday. Well, it is. It's Toss It Tuesday time. And this Toss It Tuesday, because the focus is on the business owner, the entrepreneur, is the business cards and the business card holder. You know, right now, we are in a place where some people use business cards, some people don't. People rarely give out business cards, but sometimes you do. But let's talk about the business cards you've had for maybe 5 years and 10 years. And people have either moved, changed numbers, emails, social media. You know, it's beginning to just kind of let it go. And really, do we need business card holders anymore? Now, you may need a little one, but do you really need the big Rolodex? So that's what I want you to focus on this Toss It Tuesday. And my app suggestion for this week is Notion. Notion allows you to write, plan, share with, of course, AI at your side, because AI is here to stay. Notion is connected workspace where better, faster work happens. Notion is my app suggestion. My product suggestion is decorative file organizer box. It's collapsible. It's linen. It can store it in a closet. You can put it under a table. You can probably kind of stack it in a corner, but it is an organized way to keep those files that you need to keep, that sometimes you need to archive. For example, we all need to archive our tax records for so many years. So why not put them in something a little decorative, but also they're organized. So should you have to go back and get something, or, as you know, look back on some previous tax years, everything's organized. And of course, check out my repurpose, the office board. And what I like about that is the wonderful and creative ways people are just transforming those old filing cabinets. Because the old filing cabinets, specifically the metal ones, are really good and they're sturdy. And therefore, maybe it's got a little rust here, a little dent there. But you can transform it into something that matches the decor of your office space as well as your living space if you have that, you know, office living room vibe like I do. My book suggestion for this week is High Performance Lessons from the Best on Becoming Your Best, Decoding How to Perform at a High Level. I know that was a mouthful. High Performance Lessons from the Best on Becoming Your Best, Decoding How to Perform at a High Level. Because as you know, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we always constantly have to be taking professional development so that we can be better at what we do, and therefore we can serve the people we are here to serve on a higher level frequency. My quote for this week is focus on productivity and not being busy. Because sometimes we're just doing things. And that's part of the business owner, is really being productive and not being busy. There are lots of things I could do. But of course, there are things that I have a virtual assistant and I give her those things so I can focus on being productive. So focus on productivity and not being busy. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Make sure you connect with us. We love to hear from our listeners. Connect with us on social media platforms, share your journey, and become a part of the Got Clutter, Get Organized community. Whether you're seeking guidance, looking to connect with our guests, or simply want to share your thoughts, we're here for you. Subscribe and join the journey. Don't miss an episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and embark on a journey of life organization. Let's grow together, one episode at a time. So, until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.